us or just follow us
or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
A couple good emails. I know usually we don't ask these kind of emails. There's one guy on there that says we're the respite away from his horrible home life right now.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Him's going through a divorce. I don't want to get into the details about that, but his wife's a drunk. And it sounds like he's going through a bad time, but he loves listening to the show. It makes him laugh a little bit every morning.
Yeah. I can.
His wife's a drunk.
I can kind of relate to that guy.
You're a drunk. So your wife's not a drunk, Todd.
No.
Okay, so just move
She's
on.
Not.
I would move on from that.
You started it.
You started.
No, I didn't.
No, he started it.
You said, well, whatever. I told about the guy's email. Go to the duty one. That's a better email. I mean, it's a nice email. I'm glad you laugh at the show. I'm glad we can help you out. But his email's kind
of
sad.
Out of control ex-wife and having trouble with custody.
He had a baby. Yeah. But that's kind of depressing. He just wanted to thank
yeah,
us.
Yeah, it kind of is.
But do the duty guy. Duty.
I don't know when that came in. That came in
like a half
yesterday.
Hour ago. Yeah.
No, it came in last night.
Oh, it did? Okay, I got it.
Now there's the one
huge
about
fan
my,
right here.
My sack.
Hey guys, love the show. Been listening since I was 15. I'm 22 now. Enjoy every minute. Listen to the radio station. He lived in Omaha for a while. Now he's listening on the app. Not the point. Just want to let you know. I didn't read this ahead of time. You did. You got it?
No, I don't.
Here, I'll pick it up.
I
wanted to let you know that your you said duty joke got me into a little trouble. Completely my fault while I was in boot camp for the Army. Do you have any idea how many times they say duty? It's amazing. And ironically, duty sounds incredibly similar to duty. So, in fact, in boot
thing.
Camp, I had to do push-ups on a number of occasions for whispering to a buddy of mine, he said duty.
Boot camp. That's a good email. Thank you. Appreciate
that's,
that.
And what's his Deadpool's rubber fist.
Yeah, it's his Deadpool name is Tyler's rubber fist.
No, we had a pretty good idea how much they say duty.
Well, we, from movies.
Yeah, right, I've
movies,
seen Stripes.
From the movies.
Yeah. But we weren't there. Those guys heard it all day.
And the country is safer because we weren't there.
Right.
Let's just go ahead and say that.
All right, then Stacy sends us a list of 15 acceptable fruits in the keto diet.
Mm. Well, one girl said she did it for a while, then she went back to regular food because you can't live that way, you know. I saw that email, too.
Yeah, did it after I had my son lost 25 pounds, given up bread and pasta since, but beginning to eat fruits and vegetables, I couldn't maintain that diet long term.
Burgers and steak.
And I had to file a restraining order. Oh, no, that's the bad one.
Yeah. Mm.
That's hardcore. There's your amicable divorce.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
Didn't go well?
Well, he's going through it right now. That's why he likes to listen
not
to the
show. Not going well?
No.
It's in the process. Well, if you're throwing a restraining order out there, it's
probably not going well.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that.
Not going as well as you'd like it.
Speaking of that, I got to bring it in. I'm not going to mention any names, but I'm just cleaning out my office because it's horrible in our part of the country right now. There's nothing. It's cloudy. It's snow. It sucks. So I'm thinking I'll clean out my office. I'm digging through some old papers. I found a restraining order we had against that dude.
Really?
1999.
Wow.
1999. Yes. People wanted to kill us then, too. What a stupid thing, too. I'm not going to get into detail. I don't want that coming back. But, yeah, I'll bring it in for you. It's cool to read.
Morning, guys. I looked into keto because a friend of mine lost about 60 pounds in a year.
No, by the way, we had a restraining order against somebody else. Wasn't the exact opposite.
Yeah.
Nobody had a restraining order against us.
He came into the lobby threatening to kill us.
Yeah, for no reason. It was stupid.
However, I found that, like you said, it's all about fat. I joined a Facebook group. There were people who would carry around bacon with them as a snack, and then for
so I think they people are digging it too much.
Coffee in the morning, they put unsalted butter and heavy cream in it.
Just because they could, you mean?
Yeah, posted about how their doctor was upset about how bad their cholesterol numbers had gotten since they started keto.
That's it.
People, of course, posted
cholesterol
in response,
kills, man.
Like they knew better than a doctor telling this guy that it's fine not to look at one set of numbers, and their doctor is just looking overall at their cholesterol number. It seems like a joke. Don't get me wrong. I love me some bacon, but a diet where you're told to eat bacon and cheese all the time, I don't know, and not touch fruit seems a bit sketchy to me.
Yeah. Well, like I said, you lose weight, your cholesterol shoots through the roof, too. You don't want that.
No, you go with that. Craig was discussing it the other day, and it's not a fad diet. It's a lifestyle, and it's the way the people of the Mediterranean have been eating for a long, long time.
But you know as well as I know, you mentioned seafood to a lot of people, especially in the heartland.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, I got a buddy of mine back east who's a complete meat guy that never likes dead. I love fish, no way. He ain't touching it. I'm thinking, well, whatever.
Yeah, and it's not walleye
or crappie or
northern pike.
Yeah.
You know, it's salmon. It's fishy stuff. It's got to have the omega. The omega 3, 6, and 9, the yummy omega acids.
And remember, you can die at any time. Carol Channing died the other day. Didn't expect that.
Yeah, who saw that coming?
And how many people had her? 383?
The age of 97.
Yeah.
They never give any 383.
Diet details. And I would like to hear the diet details of a 97-year-old.
Porridge.
You know.
Pudding.
Because she's lived through.
You said pudding.
Multiple.
Porridge and pudding.
Generations.
In the morning.
Yeah, multiple philosophical approaches. How many times in Carol Channing's life have eggs been bad and then they're good? And then they're bad and then they're good. And they
coffee.
Change, you know, the philosophy on diet
good too, right?
Just fluctuates so much.
On a lot of things, but some things stay the same, like eating too much.
Yeah.
Being a
Hell, in Carol Channing's lifetime, binge drinking was probably good for you at some point.
Right, exactly. And cigarettes.
Cigarettes were good.
Yeah, cigarettes helped with the respiratory area.
Sure.
Give us a Carol Channing, Craig.
But my non-scientific
Give us the first one of the day.
Theory about someone living to 97 is...
luck. That's luck and genes.
That's genetics.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, the genes don't play as big of a role as you think they would. Maybe 7 to 20%.
Really?
So it's just luck? Well, besides...
Some of it...
Well, buses hitting you and stuff like that, I get that.
Some of it's luck and some of it's, just... being a decent person and, you know, eating the right stuff and,
well,
you know, that kind
also,
of thing.
But there's also an environmental things that you're lucky at. You know, you didn't live right underneath the power line that gave you brain cancer or something.
For
you
instance.
Know?
Who else, where are we some at with Carol Channing?
Some of the players that had the 97, I believe, year old Carol Channing.
Here's Carol Channing, if you don't remember what she sounds like.
I mean, I'm a girl's best friend.
All right.
That's just stupid.
It is. We've been doing it for years. Now she's finally
stupid and spot on.
You can stop it this week once you're done with it.
No.
No, because there's going to be anniversaries.
Well, once a year you can get into it.
Yeah, and in a couple of weeks.
Finally kicked.
We're going to have born on this date, however dead now.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not too far away.
And, you know, it's just going to come up sometimes as the only impression I do. Well, one
and
of two.
Dylan. You do a great Dylan.
Well, I do a Dylan.
Yeah. What did Dylan say when he found out Carol Channing died? That's his Dylan.
And he's actually doing Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's just dumb. Todd's dementia countdown clock.
That started, by the
that
way.
That got a hit.
Yeah,
that started. That's good.
Well, I started it.
Yeah, you did.
I did. I Here's brought it up. Sure.
Is that like the doomsday clock where you're just counting down to midnight?
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's like 11:59 right now.
Oh, boy.
I'm counting on you.
We'll get Todd to about 65.
Good luck.
66, you're the, 67.
You're going to be my police.
It will be. I'm supposed to be leading you around by the arm, showing you into the studio. Just sit him there, put his headphones on.
We've got several Todd things here. Todd's hernia scrotum gets a hit. Todd's next son gets a hit. Todd's Pantera Walker gets a hit.
Let me just clear something up here for 1 minute.
There's a couple sons in there. 23rd son, next son. You're snipped.
No, the hernia.
Oh.
The hernia has nothing.
He's not arguing his son's stuff. You know why? Because he has no argument there.
I don't care about that.
You have no argument there.
But I'd like to educate people about the hernia. It's got nothing to do with your scrotum.
I know that.
And I always thought that it did because you remember your earliest encounter with a hernia check was the doctor grabbing your balls saying,
well, no, they don't grab your
cough.
Balls. They grab the side of your balls where the hernia is. Yeah. Hope he didn't grab your balls.
Where's a hernia?
What doctor did you go to? Let me cup those for you and cough.
A hernia.
That's the wrong way to do it, Doc.
Is your intestines poking through your abdominal wall.
Yeah, my dad had one of those.
Yeah, sometimes it happens close to your scrotum, but it has nothing to do with your scrotum.
Okay. It's just a Deadpool name.
No, there's a stigma attached to the hernia. I don't even tell people. Well, I mean, I'll blab it on the air, but in person, I don't tell people that I had, I tell them I had knee surgery again.
All right.
Because, then I would have to explain, it's a hernia, but it's got nothing to do with my nuts. My nuts are fine.
Yes, they are. They're fine.
They cut open my abdomen. They sliced part of my core.
Does he say my nuts are fine? I just said it. Damn it.
Yeah. That was a little better.
Right.
A little salty.
Are you through all the Todds right there?
No, we got more Todds to go here.
Just get through the Todds so you can do the Todds later.
Todd's preteen bike shop gets a hit. Todd's smelly finger gets a hit. Todd's wet clock. Todd's favorite pole, P-O-double-L, though. Todd's favorite pole gets a hit. Todd... That's not my belly. Todd Fitztyler. Todd of the ski slopes gets a hit.
I love that one.
Watch out for that pole. Exactly. Yeah. Little George of the Jungle reference there.
And Toilet Baby Surprise gets a hit.
All right.
We're done with the Todds.
That is a surprise.
Well, that Toilet Baby Surprise had nothing to do with me.
No.
It wasn't Todd's Toilet Baby Surprise.
By the way, we didn't start with A's. We started with Q's. So there's plenty of this list to go.
So we're through 22 letters to go.
Well, no, we're not done with the T's yet.
No.
We have several T's, and then we get into the Tylers.
Yes, we do.
Not to mention Tony Stewart's back right tire. God, that is horrible.
I'd forgotten that was the accident that killed that guy on the dirt track. Wasn't that in Iowa somewhere?
No,
I don't remember.
I think
where
it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah,
it was. It?
Yeah, that's sad.
It was on this date in 1991. Operation Desert Storm began.
God, that was so weird for us. People our age, we didn't remember wars. Vietnam, we were kids, and it was a live bombing of Baghdad. It was just really strange to watch on TV. It was just because it was the first live war we saw.
Technically, an effort to drive Iraqi forces out of Kuwait.
Mm-hmm. That's when the Scuds came out, and the Patriot missiles, and all those famous journalists because of it, right?
Yeah.
We got Wolf Blitzer because of that.
We got the blonde with the glasses, pretty hot. She's still around once in a while.
Ashley Banfield?
And who? Yeah, that's right, exactly her. Yeah, and then who was the dude from the stud from Canada?
Arthur Kent was the Scud stud, man.
Arthur Kent.
Yeah, this is the first war where we got live play-by-play.
Yeah, if you're
from time to time,
you only remember that.
It was live play-by-play.
Yeah.
And Peter Arnett.
Highlights every night, but occasional live play-by-play.
A lot,
right? Oh, it was every night. The war was on every night.
All day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I tell the story before years ago. I mean, you even brought this anniversary up a long, long time. But I was we were working back in Pennsylvania at the time. And I was actually at a waterbed store broadcasting live because that's a glamorous radio.
And, yes, it is.
And it was the night of the war, the beginning of the bombing. So it was on TV. And everybody's at this waterbed store just watching this one TV by the cash register. And one of the kids working there, like a teenage kid walking through, he's loading out waterbeds and beds and mattresses. And he goes, "Man, is this still on?" And I was ordering that guy. I'm going, "What the hell? Is this still on? We're at war."
Get used to it, kid.
I know.
Going to be on for a while.
Yeah. I didn't know. But it was just, the kid said, "Ah, is this still on?"
Yeah, that thing's still bothering us.
That still bothered you, right, Todd? That knee still bothered you? That's exactly what it was.
Like they were just going to cut in for 2 minutes and go, hey, we're at war, and now back to Cosby.
Yeah.
Whatever was
on 91, right.
And now he's asking, are we still in that war in Afghanistan?
Yeah, he's probably still loading beds, dumbass. Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
No, he might have gone and signed up for the war in Afghanistan.
I don't think this kid was a joiner. Yeah, he'd have laughed too much at duty.
Oh, sorry. Oh, we have a correction on that, too. Or a speculation. He's thinking they went to Marine Corps. The Marine Corps has the boot camp. Army has the basic training.
Got it.
But they both have
duties.
Mentions all the time the word duty. Are you ready to do your duty? Soldier.
Duty.
House of Representatives condemning white nationalism and white supremacy.
This bozo's not leaving, though. Pressure on Steve King to resign is huge, and he's just digging in like a racist would.
Well, he did vote to condemn white nationalism and white supremacy. The House lawmakers voted 421-1.
Who voted one, then?
Democratic Representative Bobby Rush.
Was he there?
Of Illinois was the one member who voted against the resolution. He said that the resolution does not go far enough.
Got it. Okay, so that explains that vote. But, yes, King, they want to there's pressure on him to resign. Oh, no, they're not, because McCarthy even said, Republican leader, the minority leader of the House said, because they can't kick him out.
No.
But they can't even tell him to leave. They're pushing.
They can tell him he can't be part of any committees.
Right, so. Did you see how he tried to describe it on the House floor? He said, I meant white nationalist, blah, 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 blah. I mean, he actually tried to say, I was trying to pause there. And then right away they voted unanimously, no, you're an idiot.
Right. No, you're an idiot.
Yeah, I love that the nation doesn't spin it well.
Right. Oh, then the worst part about this, this is, I don't care what side you're on, this is so stupid. They yell in to Trump when he's leaving the White House. They say to him, what about this situation? And he goes, I'm not really following that. Are you kidding? You're not following that? It's not like you asked him, hey, do you think the Patriots are going to beat the Chiefs? They asked him about a racist guy in his party that's all over the news for saying this. I'm not really following that. Next question.
Well, so if it mattered,
why do you condemn it?
Well, it would
condemn
matter.
Condemn it.
It would matter if he followed.
That's
or,
right.
You know,
condemn
if it did matter,
condemn
he would follow it.
Condemn it. Condemn it.
They might not be covering it on Fox and Friends.
Condemn it.
So, therefore, he
right.
might not be getting that information.
That's a good point, Todd.
Yeah, how's he going to know?
That's a good
point,
Todd. They might not know he's a racist on Fox.
It doesn't come up on his Twitter feed. So how the hell is he supposed to know?
Yeah.
But you've got, liberals like Liz Cheney saying, I wish Steve King would find another line of work.
I keep hearing the good people of Northwest Iowa. Well, there are a lot of good people up there. They voted against him. The rest of them are not good
people. Yeah, the good people voted against him.
Right.
Yeah.
The other people are not good people. They knew he was a racist the whole time.
Or are they completely clueless?
No, why would they be clueless? They voted for him.
I don't know.
And they ran ads against him.
Why are people clueless? I have no clue why people are clueless.
Good point.
People are clueless by choice.
I just hate that term, the good people put this racist in. No, they didn't put him in.
Hasn't he been in for 5 or 6 terms at this point?
And the last time the Democrat got close, and you know damn well there were ads up there saying he's a racist.
Yeah.
A woman from Portage, Indiana, is facing charges for a high-speed pursuit. 34-year-old Holly Sansone, S-A-N-S-O-N-E, I haven't seen a picture of her, was originally stopped after police suspected that she shoplifted from a Kohl's store. She reportedly shrugged and told police she had to go and sped away. A chase ensued, reaching speeds of nearly 100 miles an hour. She was tossing items out of the window as she was going. Police report the items included bras and panties that she had taken from the store, allegedly.
She's an idiot.
The chase ended when she shredded her tires on spikes laid across the roadway. She was arrested, charged with resisting law enforcement, theft, reckless driving. Holly Sansone busted. Oh, exactly.
I don't know why they even chase a girl like that. Is she the guy trying to stop the guy at the gas station was mowed over for $22?
That's sad.
They don't show the whole video, which is good. I don't want to watch it.
Especially Kohl's, whose slogan is, the price is so low, you don't have to shoplift.
Well, I'm looking at this story here, and it says, 4 bras, 14 pairs of panties, 2 candles, and several air freshener refills.
I thought you're looking at your luggage. Post.
For a total value, all the stuff she thieved, $44. So she's going to jail. Over $44.
And that's like some cheap-ass panties.
And it ain't like at
that's
night.
What I'm thinking.
It ain't like at night where she can throw out a little bag of your weed when nobody's looking or something like that. She throws out bras and stuff from the window. Yeah. Somebody's chasing her.
And clip that out as a part of Puss's travel tips. Pack it lightly.
What the pack?
What the pack for the weekend.
She's certainly not hideous, though.
Really?
No.
But she's dumb as hell, right?
Well, she may have been drunk as hell. I don't know.
Or maybe she's just a klepto.
Or like the dude, right. The dude that ran over a guy for $22 and killed her. How about the girl that killed a nail salon employee? How about that one?
Yeah.
She ran out without paying for her nails. The chick ran out, grabbed her car, and the girl took off, and she drug her and killed her.
Well,
These are murder charges.
Absolutely.
For her nails or for $22 in gas.
But there's also something to be learned for the store employees.
No, no.
Just let them go.
No, I don't get that.
Let them go, man.
The story last night about that poor man who tried to stop the guy, got in front of the GMC truck. For $22 in gas, I'm thinking, what are you doing, dude? Let it go.
Yeah.
You're gonna
call the cops, let it go, live to fight another day,
man.
Yeah,
he's dead, man. Yeah, all right. Hey, happy day. Nick Allen, Petey Mack, buddy Houston Alexander's going to stop in.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.